This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airway.
Lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead. I need you to lead your child on home. Can you just listen to the music for just a moment? Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I'm tired.
Thank God for this glorious day that he has given us. On this Christian journey, you must realize that it's not easy. This race that we are in, Dr. John said on yesterday, it's not sprint, but it's a marathon. And you're running in this race until the Lord calls us home.
get tired, you get weak, you get discouraged, you get disappointed, disillusioned. But Jesus has promised, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of ages. He has promised never to leave you alone, nor forsaken you. He has never broken not even one of his promises that he has given to the saints of God. But I believe that we spend a little bit too much time focusing on the hurt and pain of life rather than the joy and love of life, the peace of life. There's a lot more to life than just the hurt and the pain. And that's there, that's natural, it's common. But we have to lift our eyes into the hill from which cometh all of our help. And all of our help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. Just for a little while, I want to lift up a thought this morning from the 8th chapter of Romans, Paul's letter to the church at Rome. The 8th chapter of Romans, beginning, or rather, that verse 28. Which is very familiar to all of us. And if you would read along with me, and we know that all things, that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. May God bless the reader, hearer, and doer of his divine word. Shake hands with your neighbor and say, neighbor, it's all good. No matter what you're going through with this morning, it's all good. Because it's in the Lord's hand. He's able to bring out a blessing in spite of your crises. It's all good. That story that CNN had on their network this past week, where that plane went down, 100 and some passengers perished, but that little child at that time, I think the little girl was about 4 or 5. She's about 30 now. She was the only one that survived. All of that personal pain, all of that tragedy, but yet, there was some good. There was a blessing in all of that, that child was saved. Whatever you have gone through with, my darling, or going through it, God can transform it into goodness. If you love him and have been called according to his purpose. And really what Paul is saying, that God, the sovereignty God, can work through all things and bring good to his people. Now we gotta understand that God does not cause evil and suffering, but because of his sovereignty, he allows it to be. Sometimes things happen in our life and we
feel strongly that God is trying to get our attention. Maybe sometime that might be so, but he does not cause evil. He does not cause suffering. He does not cause trouble, but he allows it because of his sovereignty. He lets the rain on the just and the unjust. This morning, God woke up those that was on death row, just like he woke us up. He's a God of all people, that he has control of all the affairs of all of mankind. You got to understand that God can work through tragic circumstances and yet bring blessings to his people. And you got to understand also, Manali, that God has a purpose behind every problem. Nothing happens to you accidentally, incidentally, or coincidentally. God knows what's going to happen before it happens. Now, nothing happens by surprise to God. He already has the picture already. He already knows what Willie will be doing this evening. He already know what Willie be doing tomorrow. He has the whole picture, but Willie don't know what he'll be doing the next 3 seconds. But God does. He does not have a snapshot, but he has the whole panorama picture of our lives. And God told us in his word that we would have troubles in the world. So in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. Take heart, I have overcome the world. And my brothers and my sisters, you got to understand also that no one is immune to pain or insulated from suffering. No one gets to skate through life problem-free. Whether we realize it or not, life is a series of problems. Once you have gotten over one, there's another one waiting on you. You've heard me say it so many times. Once you're either in a storm, or you're coming out, or you're about to begin. We are always going through and coming out of something in life. But thank God, if we got Jesus on our side, we're not coming out by ourselves. Amen. Amen. Sometimes God has a way of using problems, circumstances, trials, in order to draw us closer to him. But the Bible says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those who are crushed in spirit. Psalms 34 and 18. When life is rosy, we may slide by with thinking of knowing about Jesus, imitating him, or quoting him, or speaking of him. But only in suffering will we really know who Jesus is. We learn things about God in suffering that we can't learn any other way. God could have kept Joseph out of jail, kept Daniel out of the lion's den, kept Jeremiah from being tossed into the slimy pit, kept Paul from being shipwrecked for 3 times, but he didn't. He let those problems happen, and every one of those persons was drawn closer to God as a result. You know Jeremiah, when he came out of the dungeon, he said, I'm just not going to speak for him no more. I've had enough of this. But he says something on the inside, burning like fire. Satan wasn't going to tell it, but I got to tell it. Old folks there, say I'm not going to tell nobody, but I got to tell somebody about the goodness of God, what he has done. Boy, I can say it's all good. Your most profound and intimate experiences of worship will likely come in your darkest of days. Problems and trials will force you to look up to God. And I tell you, my brothers and my sisters, from my own personal experiences, things will happen in your life that will cause you to start looking within yourself. Not looking at somebody else, but to look within yourself and see if it's me that needs the Lord right now. Things can happen in your life that will cause you to begin to disassociate yourself with stuff here on earth. Stuff that you thought you needed. Things will happen. You begin to think about, I don't really need it because I'm going to leave it anyhow. You begin to disown this stuff that you've been connected with and try to get more connected with God, because that is what really matters. You never know that God is all that you need until God is all you've got. You'll never know that God is all that you need until God is all that you've got. And life has a way of bossing us in to where we have nothing but God. No matter how much materialistic stuff you have around you, you get to a point in your mind, your frame of reference, that nothing matters but God. Seems like you're at the end of your rope. None of us know how long we have here, but things can happen that cause you to think about it could happen any time now. Come to the conclusion that it's still all good. Because I've turned it over to God. It's not me. So it's all good. God's of my help is still good. Text does not say that God causes everything to work out the way we want it to. Obviously, that's not true. Does it say God causes everything to work out to have a happy ending on earth? Because there are a lot of unhappy endings on earth. That's why we pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But let us look at the text phrase by phrase. We know he's talking about the Christian. Those that have been born again, those that have had a profound experience or encounter with God, we know. You're on the Lord's side, you know what the Lord has already done for you. You know where God has brought you from. You know that you are where you are now, not because of yourself, but because of God. When you know that you know, you know that you know, you know that you are on the Lord's side. We know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're not guessing about this matter, because we know God is in whatever I'm going through with. We know. And the key to this text, he's saying here that we know that in all things, our hope in difficult times is not based on positive thinking or wishful thinking. It's a certainty that's based on the word of God.
Amen.
And that's why it's so important to know God's word and meditate on it both day and night. We know. We know that God is in control of all things, of all of the affairs of life. God is in control. It might seem like it's out of control, but I come to tell you, my darling, God is still in control.
Thank you, Lord.
We know that everything that happens to a child of God is Father filtered. for the filthy. For the words, you and your grandchildren, or your children before the grandchildren, you wanted to make sure life was okay. You tried to filter things in their life. You tried to impart in them wisdom and knowledge and understanding of God to help and strengthen them when they meet challenges in life. You tried all you could to make sure they didn't make the same mistake that you made. The Father filtered it. And God does the same thing with us. Through his word, he makes us aware of what will hurt, what will break us down. And if we listen to him, we'll know the direction to go. We'll know what to do. We know that all things, that in all things, God works for our good. But worse, he's saying that in whatever circumstance you face, my God, there's a blessing for you. With whatever crisis, God has a blessing for you. If you don't doubt him, he'll bring you out. If you trust him, he'll bring you through. If you just keep focused on him, he'll fix whatever needs to be fixed. In other words, you don't have to worry about your enemy. Because the Bible says God will make him your. In other words, he's saying in this word that God is working on your behalf to do something good while somebody is trying to bring you down. You remember Joseph? The old little brother said, what you meant for evil, God meant it for good. Sometimes you ought to get a shout on when somebody coming against you because that's a blessing on the way. When they're bringing evil against you, you ought to get your shout on because the blessing going to come out of this. They tried to bring me down, but God will use the same circumstances, the same crisis, and bring me up. Everything. Somebody say everything. 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 Not some things, but everything. Whatever you go through with. And God's divine plan in life, and don't forget this, my darling, is for your good and his glory. That's his whole purpose. For your life is for your good and his glory. That's why grandma used to say, boy, it's going to hurt me more than you. But it was for my good. But Brown, when I went out on that, thought I was grown and went out on that pumpkin truck. That was for my good. Because I went on finished school. I decided I didn't want to be grown anymore. I got the scar right here to remind me. I was like, you going to go to school or you going to go to work? That's your choice. I went out and came back on the first load. I didn't even worry about getting that $10. They're paying $10 a load. I was so glad to get back home and go to school. It was hard, but it was for my good. She cried when I came back. I didn't want to see you go out there. I knew what you was going to face, but it's for your good, Willie. And God is saying to you and me, things we get into, sometimes we break it on ourselves, and sometimes it just happens, but it's for your good. If you stay focused on God and trust him. Work it out for you, my honor. That's why you can say it's all good. No, God is not working to make you happy, but to fulfill his purpose And God is more concerned about your spiritual well-being than your physical well-being. And he's concerned about both of them, that he wants you to prosper, both spiritual and physically. But most of all, he wants you to have a relationship with him through faith. He wants you to obey him. He wants you to have reverence and respect for him. Amen. And you can say, I know it's tough now, but it's not going to be this way always. And these crises, they work together for your good and my good, not separate, my darling. It's kind of like baking a cake. You need some eggs, need some flour, need some sugar, oil, milk, butter. I can go on and on. Vanilla flavor. Need all of those ingredients. Now, if you taste them separately, nasty. Don't taste good. But blend them all together. Huh? Blend it all together and put it in the oven. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Bang that 7-Up cake out of there. Miss Conway. Bang that pound cake out of there. Mama Bowden. Bring it out. Coconut cake that Sister Brown, sister used to bake. Bring it out all together and it's delicious. And life with all of those trices and when all of God puts it all together and brings it forth, it's delicious. Life is bearable.
Yeah, yeah.
He's working it all in your favor. My daughter, that's why you can say it's all good. And it's for your good. Not against you, but it's for your good. And what I like about it, that when you look at Jesus' family tree, the lineage he came through, four women are listed there. Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, Bathsheba. Neither one of them are notable or women or virtue. But God used every one of them. Tamara seduced her father-in-law to get pregnant. Rahab, you know, was a prostitute. Ruth was not even a Jew. Broke the law by marrying a Jewish man. You know Bathsheba and David's story, adultery and murder. But same lineage, we find Jesus coming through. God brought good out of what seemed not to be good to mankind. They said, Nathaniel said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Jesus said, I was talking to somebody just a day ago, and I talked about the Sonia quarters. We always focus on the negative part of the Sonia quarters. But there are some good men and women that came out of the Sonia quarter. Would you take in for instance the Spears brothers? One of them is a doctor in the emergency room at Cabrini. One of them is a lawyer. You take Dr. Liggins. She was out of the Sonia quarters. And I can go on naming those that came out of the Sonia quarters. What had God was able to use them. Don't make any difference about what neighborhood you come out of. Long as you have been hooked up with Jesus. Same Jesus. Yes, I say the same Jesus that came down 42 generations. That same Jesus went about doing good.
so glad